You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is John chapter 16, verse 23 and 24. And in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. And ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Some people think that Christianity is a call to misery. It's a call to a miserable life. But on the contrary, the desire of Christ is that we will have joy. Not just have it, but have it in fullness, have it in abundance. And he himself has explained to us the key to having fullness of joy. One of the things that can make your Christian journey sad and miserable is when you do not receive answers to your prayers. Many people may not say it out, but it is frustrating for you to pray over this matter, pray over that matter, and you can't see answers. In fact, there are very few Christians, very few born again, who can truly say they prayed specifically for something and it came to pass like that. Many people just pray because they've been taught to pray. They just pray, even though they cannot see any correlation between their prayer and the things they are seeing in their lives. They just keep praying. It is good for you to pause and stop and ask yourself some questions. All the things I have been praying about, can I say that God has answered any? All the things I have believed God for in the place of prayer, can I say God has answered any? Can you really point to something very definite, very specific that you pray about? Because you will become frustrated. You may not say it when your prayers are not answered, or when you cannot see answers to your prayers. Jesus said that ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. There is a joy that comes from answered prayers. You see, somebody who experiences answer to prayer becomes difficult for you to shift that person from faith. This person had discussed some matter with the Lord, and he has seen the Lord brought answer to those specific matters. It becomes difficult for you to convince that person that Jesus is not real. And that person knows without a doubt that God is real. There is a joy that comes knowing that, oh, I prayed the other day and God answered. I prayed this other time and God answered. I will trust him again. And Jesus is saying the key to it is that you will ask in his name. To ask in his name is not to say in Jesus' name we ask. It's not to say in Jesus' name we pray. In fact, the way we pray today, if you check the scriptures, they didn't pray like that. The way the apostle prayed in the book of Acts, particularly Acts chapter 4, they didn't start by saying in Jesus' name. And they didn't end the prayer by saying in Jesus' name we pray. And yet, that prayer got instant answer from the Lord. The Bible said that where they had prayed were shaken and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And that was a prayer that didn't start in the name of Jesus, neither did they end it in the name of Jesus. What we are doing today is religious prayers. That's why we don't get answer to our prayer. To pray in the name of Jesus, one is to go to God on the merit of Jesus. You are not going to God on your own merit. To pray in the name of Jesus is to ask, to make request of the Father as if it is Jesus Christ that is making that request. That means that that request will be according to the will of the Father. That request will be what Jesus would ask. The more you know Jesus, the better you can pray. The problem with prayer is that many people are attempting to pray without knowing Christ. They are attempting to pray without knowing the Word of God. So you will just be praying your own human fleshly desires. And at the end of the day, you become frustrated because you can't see answers to your prayer. It is my prayer that the Lord will teach you and you will have understanding of what it means to pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.